The El Paso Museum of Art has been a showcase for all manner of art treasures and recently added film to its exhibition calendar. The museum's current blockbuster exhibit, Rembrandt, Rubens, and the Golden Age of Painting, has provided a frame for a number of fine films illustrating the exhibit's context, and the museum's new weekly film series is a welcome addition to the region's film offerings. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The El Paso Museum of Art has renewed its weekly film screening series, and to talk about the series and the importance of film in a museum setting, I'm delighted to have on the program today Michael Tomor, the director of the El Paso Museum of Art, and Laura Zamaripa, the museum's community engagement manager. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so nice to talk about film in the context of a museum with you. Michael, I know a lot of listeners will remember that the museum had a film screening series for quite a while, and then it stopped for a while, and that was very successful, wasn't it?
It was. It was very successful, and it was pretty much driven by the philanthropy of several foundations from outside the El Paso region. And following the downswing in the stock market in 2008, we had to make some hard choices about the type of programming that we needed to focus on. And unfortunately, the foundations that supported the film series literally zeroed out their budget on programming support outside their region. So we decided to go ahead and take a hiatus from the film programs, although it was very successful. As you know, it was a three-month-long foreign film festival. And I'm very happy to share with the community that that film series, well, not even the film series on a 3 months, but over the course of the entire year, will be showing films. And that's through a movie license company that has a relationship with the public library industry, which allows us to show these films as public programming.
It is so fantastic because I think as you travel around the country, you see as you visit other museums that that just seems to be part of a major museum's cultural offerings is film screenings. And so it's great to see films back at the El Paso Museum of Art. I know recently you just did a huge upgrade, from my view, to the theater there at the museum. If people don't know the theater, it's a lovely 250-seat theater, and you put a lot of equipment in recently.
Right. We completely replaced the surround sound in the theater. We have new projector equipment. It's so comfortable, and it's a beautiful setting, and it's a great place to see films. So it was really designed for multi-purpose, but I would have to admit that seeing a film in that space is really just extraordinary because it's so intimate.
Fantastic. Now, Laura, you have this particular series that's going on, which changes from time to time, but you have this wonderful exhibit that just opened recently, Rembrandt, Rubens, and the Golden Age of Painting. And so the museum has tailored its film series for now, for the fall, to tie directly in with that exhibit. Let's go over some of the films that are coming up.
Okay. Well, today we've got Elizabeth featuring Kate Blanchett as the queen. And so that was the film from 1998, maybe you recall it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great, popular film. And then next Saturday is the continuation, the 2007 sequel, I guess.
Right.
Elizabeth, the Golden Age, again, featuring Kate Blanchett.
Same director, same writer. And for people who know their British history, Queen of England, Elizabeth, who came to the throne early in life and then took the country through some pretty prominent wars and other turmoils that she saw. And of course, Kate Blanchett, I love watching anything she does.
Me
I think
too.
She's just about one of the greatest actresses we have.
She is. And now I should let everyone know, because we do allow children 12 and under to come in for free to these films, but today's film is rated R.
Right.
And next week's is PG-13.
Let's talk a little bit about the accessibility. For members, this is a free event. For others, it's a donation.
Yes. A small donation here of $3 if you are an adult at a membership level of under $60. And if you're not a member at all, but I do hope you join, then it's $5. And that money goes to fund future book purchases for our library.
Fantastic.
And yes. Our librarian here at the museum is Adrian Morales, and he actually should take all the credit for coming up with this great series of films.
I know Adrian did a lot of research on this, and I think it's marvelous. You know, you've got films from covering historical periods in Great Britain, Italy, France, Spain.
Right.
Elizabeth, 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. You've got Kate Blanchett, and that takes us to October 27th, just before the weekend before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have the offering for that Saturday?
That is The Madness of King George, featuring Nigel Hawthorne and Helen Mirren as the king and queen. that's rated PG, so we can have more folks in there. That, if you're not familiar with King George III of England, he started going mad towards the end of his reign. So this film features the king and the queen and kind of them trying to grasp, hang on to the throne, even though his mind is deteriorating.
Now, Michael, this all dovetails with the periods that are covered in the painting exhibit, Rembrandt, Rubens, and the Golden Age of Painting. What was going on during that period that you hope visitors will take out of not only the film experience but also the exhibit, that those two centuries that you cover in the exhibit, I mean, what's the context that you hope they get out of that that is behind these paintings?
Well, what we always hope to accomplish is to help the community understand better the culture out of which these works of art were created. And it's a very hard story to tell in pieces. And the visual art that's being created at that time is really responding to a lot of different things, both politically and culturally. There's a lot going on religiously with the Protestant Reformation and the emergence of a middle class, and these different things that are happening that are very difficult stories to tell with a painting alone. So the hope is, by bringing these movies in, to help explore the context of the culture. And even though a lot of these movies are really specifically related to the royalty of the time period, it's an important snapshot of the same environment out of which the art was created, and to that degree, the same environment out of the music. So what's happening in the art world at the time is not all that different than what's happening with the world at large in Europe. And that is shifts in political power and social power.
And economic power.
Well, and by extension, economic power. As the church, Catholic Church, begins to lose some ground because of the Protestant Reformation, we see some liberties being extended to merchants that they never had before, where they are a little bit more in control of their own wealth base and the ability to gain a wealth base. That's primarily happening in the northern countries. We still see the aristocracy growing at a very fast rate for a very small percentage of the population in France and
Italy. Which were the major patrons of the arts.
Right, the major patrons of the arts in Central and Southern Europe. But these films help elaborate in a way that perhaps people can maybe more frequently identify with, because you see activity and energy and dialogue. Visual vocabulary is a little bit more difficult to grasp, and sometimes we have a tendency to respond only emotionally. So to see the activities that are happening through film sometimes is a little bit more elaborating and enlightening.
Well, I mean, at the very least, you walk into the exhibit now after seeing these films with a mental image of maybe what that time looked like and what the environment these painters might have been walking through. And I think that can't help but add a great deal of depth to the experience of the exhibit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, you'll see this in the paintings themselves, where artists and the patron base is very interested in connecting kind of the human element of life with the spirituality of religion and promise for things better. And so you do get a sense of what the people looked like, what they were interested in, how they wanted to be reflected through the art. And it's a wonderful opportunity to get a taste of a variety of art forms at the same time.
And Laura, picking up where we left off on November 3rd, Saturday, you begin to get into some court intrigue.
Right, and then we also start to explore France, Italy, and Spain. We've got on the 3rd, Gérard Depardieu in the film Vatel, and that was based off of a French chef that was invited to cook for King Louis XIV to help appease a prince that had fallen out of favor. But as with all of these films, you need a little bit of romance. Gérard Depardieu falls in love with Uma Thurman, who's the king's, I guess, lover.
November 10th is a film that I'm really interested in because I've never heard of it, and it sounds fantastic. It's about the first female painter in Italy, at least one.
One of the few, Artemisia Gentileschi, and the film is called Artemisia. It's rated R. The main character here, who's portrayed by Valentina Cervi, Artemisia was a real artist who learned from her father, Orazio. And actually, we have a painting by Artemisia in the Kress collection at the El Paso Museum of Art. It's not on view right now, but that's another reason for everyone to come back to the museum at another time.
Right. And then a favorite story, Man of La Mancha, November 17th. This is the Peter O'Toole version.
Yes, from 1972. It's rated PG, and Peter O'Toole plays Don Quixote. Mm-hmm. And Sophia Loren, I'm not sure her character, but I know there's a lot of Sophia Loren fans out there.
Right. She's marvelous. And this was 72. She was at the height of her powers. And Peter O'Toole just doing marvelous work in that. And for people who don't know, Terry Gilliam, you know, tried to make this film a few years back. And there's a marvelous documentary on how that film fell apart, the making of Lost in La Mancha, I think. Oh. So that'd be a good dovetail later on. You wrap up on Saturday, November 24th.
Yes. The Man in the Iron Mask. And for all the Leonardo DiCaprio fans, that's one of his films from 1998. And it's based on the novel by Alexandre Dumas, featuring the Four Musketeers. And they are on a mission to take out the king, actually King Louis the 14th, mm-hmm. and substitute him with his twin brother.
So you wrap up with an adventure tale.
Yes.
With Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
Looking ahead into December, it's too far ahead for people to remember, but I think we can say that you have a Shakespeare theme all through December that ties into this time period as well. Michael, for people who've not been to the museum, unbelievably there are people like that. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to find. What's the easiest way to get to the museum?
Sure. I think if you're traveling either off of Mesa, heading towards downtown, heading south, or you're coming off of I-10, heading east, you'll take the downtown exit. And the Museum of Art is at the intersection of Santa Fe and Main.
Right next to the convention center.
Right next to the convention center. And to everybody's benefit at the moment, parking meters are not enforced on Saturdays. So if you come to see the films on Saturdays, you can come and see them without a parking fee. And there are, of course, many parking garages around the area, so it's accessible. The museum itself is free. We encourage everybody to come and enjoy 9 galleries of exhibitions and our temporary exhibitions, the Golden Age of Painting, definitely. But we're opening, just opened a show that will be on view all the way through January of a Mexican contemporary artist, Peruvian-born named Osvaldo Sagastegui. So it's a great opportunity to come and see a film, but also enjoy some of our temporary exhibitions, some contemporary art by Mexican artists, in this particular case, or the Golden Age of Painting, which closes into the first week of January.
Fantastic. Well, it's an amazing exhibit, and I'm so excited to see films back at the El Paso Museum of Art. Congratulations to you both on the new film series, and thanks for coming in and speaking with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been discussing the new film series currently running at the El Paso Museum of Art with the museum's director, Michael Tomor, and its community engagement manager, Laura Zamaripa. The museum is currently spotlighting films that depict the time frames covered by the museum's impressive art exhibition, Rembrandt, Rubens, and the Golden Age of Painting. Today at 2 p.m., the museum will present the 1998 costume drama Elizabeth, starring Cate Blanchett as the young Queen of England. The El Paso Museum of Art is located downtown at One Arts Festival Plaza. For a complete list of upcoming films, log on to elpasoartmuseum.org. A final program note, the Plaza Classic Film Festival will present a Halloween treat at the end of the month. The 1925 horror classic, The Phantom of the Opera, returns to the Plaza Theater for one night only, with live musical accompaniment by the famed Alloy Orchestra. The Phantom will screen Sunday, October 28th at 6:30 p.m., and tickets are only $8, available at the Plaza Theater box office. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.